Welcome to Hammer Down! Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Corporate Thunderdome. I am Toe Diggs.
Atta baby Toe.
The man on a new set. Fucking Bubblegum Pito.
Snowed in at the lodge, my friend.
You sound good.
It's all good then.
You look good.
Here we go.
What's this wood behind you?
Yeah, are you in a sauna?
Wood paneling. I kind of like it, to be honest. There's a mirror. There's a mirror in the middle of there. Kind of looks like I'm Jesus a bit.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah. That should help.
Hopefully we've come back in the States soon, so we don't have to deal with any of it. How's that here sound? Brucey Bruce, how are we?
What's going on?
Fucking Knicks had a big win last night.
Huge win. All the way back.
Hindsight. Let's just go over some Otter, how are we?
Good. Hands up. Hindsight.
Hindsight. We need to do this more often. We need to recap more often.
Here we go.
Kind of referenced it yesterday. I don't think we should have bet on the Sixers or the Celtics after the game that they played the game before.
If you give me Celtics at that number, I'm going to take it every time. It's like the Bruins. It was like the Bruins and the Avalanche last night. Same thing.
I'm going to be the asshole and say that I did take Miami. I was pumped the entire time, but I really thought that Boston was going to come out and just, in general, play better on the offensive end. Not even
score. Hold the phone. What are those? Is that George Costanza?
Oh, yeah.
Those are the blue lights.
Yeah. This is the first time blue light.
Go to the other camera.
Yeah, this one's a good one. Blue light mitt for the first time on camera, actually. Let's go. Blue light, saving the eyes, 20/20 vision. Got to have it for when I'm 40.
Nice. Yeah, you look great. Very, very smart. So NBA last night, I had Sixers, which they lost outright to the Heat. You were on the Pels, right?
Yeah, that was a loser.
But you were on the Knicks.
They stink.
The Pels are fucking dead. It's over.
Yeah, I was on the Knicks, and Mitchell Robinson did bring home the over 7.5 with 10 points, and it was about 4 straight dunks.
Anyone else that you were on?
Not in the NBA, I don't believe.
NBA, what else were you on?
I had a hype boy parlay that not a single player got 30 points. It was nice. Wasn't an overnight nice. In the NBA.
Okay. College basketball, I had Montana and Nevada. Montana won by 15. They easily covered. Nevada lost. 22-7, Nevada.
Never forget Mitt trying to fucking rope me into a team
He did. I lost to a 8-20 Wyoming.
I know somebody on the staff at Nevada. I got a text after that game, and it is a cluster down there.
Okay, good to know. Good to know. Moving forward,
they are very mad. It's all right. The boys are going to be back. They're going to win the tournament. They got UNLV. It's going to be fine.
Lad, how was your CBB night?
5-2 college basketball.
There you go.
Yeah, it's good night.
Bruce, did you have CBB left?
Baylor was.
Oh Baylor, yeah, Baylor dominated.
Yeah, Baylor was the huge. Night,
dude.
NHL Bruins.
WVU, oh, yeah. All right. Well, huge win for them.
NHL, I had the Bruins. If Bruins that short, take them. Now, they're that short again tonight, but it's on a back-to-back, so we'll talk about that maybe with Nick. I don't know if he's here or not. We'll just have to see what the weather report is.
But it is Allmark tonight.
Well, I mean, he's scoring goals on his own, so.
Yeah.
Allmark.
What else?
Pesky Sanders.
Sens
blew out the Wings. Guess what? They play again tonight. So
yeah, scheduling something.
Cougars got the Stars. That was a live dog.
I did not know Thatcher Demko was back. They literally announced he was starting like half an hour before the game.
Things that we also talked about yesterday. NFL. Will Anderson, Jalen Carter are now +105 each to be the first defensive player taken.
Smart. Wow.
Did DJ turn anyone's minds? Maybe
first tight end taken. Kincaid, right? Yeah.
So I have actually watched some of Kincaid's highlights. He looks just like Travis Kelce somehow, just running his routes.
I watched that
smooth.
I remember watching that USC Utah first game live. I can't remember what side we were on.
I was
on USC
both times.
But Kincaid, I think he had 18 catches in that first game. He's a dog.
Yeah.
He's a dog. So yeah, we'll look at that. And then DJ did not talk any confidence into Quentin Johnson being the number one wide receiver. So I may take a different flyer wide receiver depending on maybe what team, what style wide receiver they're looking for.
I am starting to absolutely love Jordan Addison as just a prospect or first receiver taken overall. I like that one. And then also, I was looking at the Darryl Washington Georgia tight end. His over-under when the like
man
sets come
what
out.
What is it? Oh, you're going to go under?
Yeah, I think I'm going to end up taking his under if it's in the first round at least, because really, he was just hidden behind Brock Bowers.
His over-under will be 31.5.
That'll be super tough, and I'm definitely going to end up taking the under.
If I had to take a guess.
Yeah.
He didn't, like, he's big, he's athletic. He didn't produce, though, this year. Like, he didn't have, like, a ton of catches.
He wasn't the starter because Bowers was the best player, but, yeah. I mean, he could pop off at the combine. That's why I'm juiced for combine week.
Hell yeah.
Big week.
You're going to go hit the bench again, Mitt?
Yeah, I'm going to go fucking... Yeah, dude, I love going. I'm going to go do all the activities, rep the fucking 25, 15 times again.
Sure.
Yeah, those are real weights.
At least.
Did you have something to say before we move on today?
What a loaded tight end class. Like, San Diego State has a great guy as well.
Yeah, there was a kid from Oregon State, which he brought up. Loaded. Absolutely loaded.
Tight end class.
All right, let's go... into today. Let's start college basketball because it is it's a decent little slate. I have 6 picks tonight in college basketball. I'm going to start with Florida at Georgia. Do I love this pick? No. I'm just being straight up honest with you, but I don't love Georgia at all. They are much better at home, but I'm going to take Florida there. Miami of Ohio is +1.5 versus Bowling Green. Oh. Are you on the other side?
The first one I am, not this
okay.
one.
Okay. I'm going to lay the 5.5 with the Hoosiers versus Iowa.
Now we're dancing.
Okay, are you on IU too?
No.
Are you on Iowa?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait. This is going to be an awesome night. Arkansas +6.5 versus Tennessee.
Yep.
Tennessee, now, one of these worked last night. One of them didn't. Texas A&M laying 5.5 at Ole Miss. And then my last one is Fresno +9.5 at New Mexico. There was a game that you asked me about earlier, Nebraska and Ole Miss. I thought about taking Nebraska, didn't do it. But yeah, that's what I got for tonight. Lad, what are you looking at?
So Michigan State's now -4.5.
Yeah. See, now if that keeps creeping up, I look more and more at Nebraska.
Yeah, Michigan State was -160 money line. I'm not gonna give that out now at -194. I do like Lipscomb getting 2.5. That line's fucking gone too. They're now favorites at Stetson, so take Lipscomb money line there.
Okay.
I like Arkansas State getting 2.5.
Almost took them. Carolina. Yeah, almost took them too, didn't.
Clemson feels like WVU last night.
Okay.
This line shot up to 6.5 at Virginia. Virginia has not been playing well. They got walked on the weekend by UNC. I'll take the points with Clemson. I like UMBC money line at Binghamton.
Okay.
I am taking Iowa. I think 5.5.
Binghamton.
You don't like Binghamton?
Binghamton.
Binghamton.
Iowa and Michigan State, like, it feels like Sixers and Celtics to me, where I might just take Nebraska and IU, which I am taking IU already.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
5.5 feels too much.
I hear you.
I'm with you on Arkansas. Them getting 6.5. Thank you very much. I like Boise State, money line home.
That's a good game tonight.
That should be a banger. I just like the home side there, short favorite. And then, obviously, San Jose State, money line at home against Colorado State.
Last game of the night. I almost took that one, too. Stayed away. Bruce, you got any calls tonight?
Hell yeah. I am on Arkansas as well, right? Arkansas, Tennessee. I like that spot. I actually snagged alternate spread 3 -175 +9.5. That's now -200. But just a little, PSA about those alt spreads. Some of them, if you dig through them, are pretty nice if you're willing to lay a little bit
more.
Yeah.
You don't have to pay as much for the points that you're getting.
Yeah, it does feel like a little discounted sometimes, especially earlier in the day. And then I'm on Nebraska plus 4.5. You guys kind of talked about the letdown spot. I think it'll affect Michigan State a little bit more.
Yeah, it's tough. Adversely. That's a tough loss.
And, you know, Big Ten team on the road, just kind of the classic spot. It was very, very close to Indiana at home tonight, but I don't know. I'm not really in the point laying business these days.
Hoosiers, on the dogs.
Yeah, I'm just looking for dogs, preferably at home.
Mitt, are you doing any college basketball?
I am staying away from college basketball. I feel like I got really lucky yesterday with the Montana parlay, and I actually hit it, so we're just staying away.
I'll tell you what, those Montana teams, they can play fucking ball.
Yeah, they can also let you down sometimes.
If you look at like this, like there's a lot of random teams that are like 22-8.
Tons.
And then you look at like teams that you think are really good. They're like 17-13, mm-hmm. 16-14. Like it's going to be an interesting bracket coming up here.
Yeah. Where will Fordham be?
One of the best betting times. They're not going to be in the fucking tournament.
10 seed, 12 seed.
Listen, when the Dukes go and knock them out in the fucking A-10 tournament, they're not going to be in.
The Dukes
UNC Duke on Saturday is massive.
Both, I mean.
Where is it?
At UNC.
Nice.
I think Tar Heels.
Nice.
They had a big win against what? Florida State maybe the other day?
Virginia. Virginia.
Florida State last night. I actually ended up sneaking onto
Florida. Florida State.
I ended up sneaking onto Florida State. Loser.
Okay. NBA, you guys are going to have to handle this because I didn't like anything tonight.
I got a moneyline parlay. That's about it.
Okay. What do you got for moneyline parlay? Because I didn't like any of the spreads.
I have the Mavs with the Clippers moneyline parlay -105. Thank you. I just think that's too many points to be laying with those two teams. Like
me too.
What if Mavs won once since Luke and Kyrie?
There's a lot of 9.5 sitting out there tonight. So I don't hate the moneyline parlay angle. Brucey, what are you doing in NBA tonight?
I'm sitting out, but if you were to force me to have plays, they would be the Pacers +9 at the Mavericks. And the Bulls +5 at Toronto.
Yeah, but that was like the Bulls have been not hot.
No, but they got Pat Bev. But I think they're 10-20 on the road.
Yeah, they have Pat Bev starting at point guard. Like we saw that with the Lakers, it doesn't fucking work.
Well, 2-0, but both games were at home.
Mitt, what are you taking tonight?
I am taking the Milwaukee Bucks -6.5. Brooklyn's been absolutely abysmal as of late. The Bucks are still the Bucks. Yeah, they've lost 4 out of the last 5. And then I'm taking the Lakers +9 with LeBron's injury. Still need to play.
I know, dude.
I mean, right when the season was looking like we had a shot, make the playoffs.
After you beat the Mavs, I actually was like, oh, if they get in, this could be trouble.
Well, and the problem is, like, that I have is LeBron played the rest of that fucking game, and then now it's come out. He's basically been dealing with this exact injury the last couple weeks, so it's going to be reevaluated.
Shannon Sharp going to be in the game tonight?
I mean, I hope so because fuck. Actually, no, I hope that he's not because fuck, they always lose. But Memphis, like 9 points, Memphis will probably win. I just don't think they'll cover. So I'm taking the Lakers. Hopefully, AD can keep them afloat. Maybe Russell goes off.
How's D-Lo been playing for him, man?
Fucking D-Lo. I
mean, they really were just missing a true point guard ball handler, and he's been doing that. He's been shooting decently well. Like,
I feel like all the moves that they made were good, though, to be fair.
I'm spacing on this dude's name, but he's my new favorite player on the team. Number two.
Yeah, the defensive guy they got.
Yeah. Number two, I keep spacing his name. I actually feel bad, but he's an absolute dog. I like all the moves that they made. Another team that I just kind of like the way that they're going right now is the Warriors, especially at home. They just have been crushing it at home. So we got the Warriors -4 at home. Dame's coming in. And I'm also going to take
Under 37.5 for Dame.
See, I'm going to take the under of 37.5 just because he's coming off a fucking 71-point game.
I'm going to take the under, too. That's too many points.
It is the...
It's too many points.
It is the sharp angle.
I mean, take the under?
Yeah.
You're going to give me an over-under of one fucking sharp
angle.
It was the sharp angle to take the under when it was 34 and a half and he dropped 71 also.
Sure.
I mean, I know, but that's just so much.
And even though he does show up against the Warriors a lot.
Yeah, 35 plus is, I think, like minus 160 or something.
That's absurd.
Yeah, see, like, that's just not something that should be going on. So I'm going to take the under in that. And then a team that it's not doing so hot and I just hope turns it around is Oklahoma City. Sacramento's going into OKC. I'm taking OKC plus the 3.5. That's not my favorite pick.
As a human that bets, I have to take under 37 of that. Too many points.
That's fucking absurd. I've never seen an over-under that high.
It's too many points. It's a lot of fucking points. All right.
Take it high.
let's do Goff.
Goff.
Let's do Goff real quick because we are off tomorrow. Extenuating circumstances. Can't talk about
it. Okay? Liv did numbers on fucking CW.
Yeah, I mean, they only got outdid by the fucking Magic Magician show and Animal's Funniest Videos, which are both really good shows.
A rerun of the Magic Illusion. Magic Illusions still doing numbers.
Magic Illusions is a fucking
fucking rerun.
CW's biggest kind of market is New York, and I think they had like 9,000 people out of the 8 million.
Yes, it's good to know. We have secured a handshake with some golf guests that will be starting for the players.
The maker?
I don't know if what the maker's up to. So I don't know if it's going to be the maker. It could be the maker, but we have we will have golf guests for every tournament starting with the players. This is a big one though, Arnie Palmer Invitational. I don't think we're going to be covering the Puerto Rico Open.
What?
Oh, what?
Do you have a winner, Bruce, for the
Puerto Rican? Arnie Palmuller?
Johnny Vegas? If he's in the field.
Okay. As I said yesterday, for Arnie Palmer Invitational, it has traditionally been a favorites tournament. Favorites are Rahm, Scheffler, fucking Rory, Morikawa's up there, Shoffley's up there.
It's really Rahm, Rory, Scotty, and then step down.
Rahm, Rory, Scotty, basically, that's who the books think. High probability that they're going to win this tournament.
Yeah.
I'm going to have some money on Rory and Scotty. I love Rahmy. I do.
Do you?
I mean, I love him as a guy.
Plus 700 is still a decent number on him.
As a golfer. But I'm going to have some on Rory. I'm going to have some on Scheffler. I'm going to have some on Sungjae.
Max plus 2,000.
On Homa?
Yeah.
Homa's been playing really well. We'll see what the
floor is. Plus 2,000 seems like a dabble.
And then a little bit of flyer on Billy Ho, and then I'm going to have some on Morikawa. This is hit your irons. I'm not going to say no one's better than Morikawa at hitting the irons, but not a lot of people are. Also, Bruce, you brought it up earlier today, and a lot of people are actually talking about it, obviously, when you're handicapping this, is the conditions.
Yep.
It's going to be fucking fast. It's going to be firm.
Yep. Scottie Scheffler won at 5 under last year. There was a bit of weather. There's going to be a bit of weather again. But closer to par than, say, the Genesis, where it was 20 under to win.
Strokes gained. I sent you this tweet. This comes from PJ Splits. Strokes Thank gained you. On firm and fast. Scheffler, McIlroy, Sungjae, Tyrrell Hatton, who has played here. Mass Fitzpatrick is a guy to watch this week as well. Jason Day, who you said not a chance.
No,
I'll take a stab at Tony Finau plus 2,600 too.
Very bean.
I didn't mean to say not a chance with Jason Day.
You just don't know when the fucking vertigo is going
to
show up.
No, I think at 31-1, given his recent form and how he's played at Bay Hill, it's definitely worth a look. And if you feel so inclined, go for it. I just don't trust the guy.
Also on that list, Homa, who we've talked about, and, last but not least, Tommy Fleetwood, who I'm never surprised when I see Tommy Fleetwood near the top. So I'm going to have some money on Rohr, Scoot, Sungjae, Billy Ho, and Morikawa. Maybe Matty Fitz. I think that's what I'm looking at. You, Bruce?
It's all good shots. I mean, I
think Sal Torres is actually someone to look at too,
yeah.
which you mentioned yesterday.
So, you know, obviously firm, fast strokes gain is huge, but also a ton of super long par fours and par threes. So your long irons are super important. Yep. So that is where Bill Zalatoris and Morikawa kind of separate themselves in strokes gained. But when you kind of like take the step back, like I really like to do in golf, and like look at kind of the storylines involved,
30,000 foot view.
Yeah, it's basically a coin flip in my mind between Jon Rahm and Scottie Scheffler to win this golf tournament. I think like if you're going to be betting down the board with the 20-to-1s and the 30-to-1s, you should have some exposure on one of the two. I am going with Jon Rahm. Obviously he's in impeccable form.
We haven't talked about this.
Best golfer.
Continue.
Best golfer in the world by
I can't wait to talk about this.
By a good bit.
Nick was there.
Tony's fucking itching.
Yeah, I did not say hi to Jon Rahm at the West.
There it is. Oh, it was awesome.
And
Bruce walked.
We walked right by him.
Bruce walked 1 foot by Jon Rahm.
I was staring at him.
We're in the players' lot.
He's standing.
Could have grabbed onto his lapel.
Standing behind his gorgeous, just fire truck red G-Wagon, twirling his keys, talking to his caddy and probably his coach. I could have said, let's go, Rombo. Let's get a dub. I could have said anything. I said nothing.
2 feet away.
What a fucking loser.
I will regret it.
In like one of the most casual situations, one of the easiest situations that you ever could have said something to him.
He's probably my favorite athlete on the planet.
I know. And there you were.
Sitting duck,
fucking tail between his legs, walked right by.
Wait a second, where's Gumpy at?
Gumpy's at his log cabin.
It's sauna. The
fucking sauna, 20 centimeters flat.
Yeah, come on!
Fucking snowed in.
That snowstorm this morning, god damn it!
Fucking 20 centimeters, lad.
I tried to get out.
But you guys asked me, how is I going to get over not saying hi to Jon Rahm? You know what I did? I put 500 to win, 3,500 on him to win the Genesis Invitational.
Let's go.
And he did it.
Let's go.
So I'm going with Jon Rahm. I think that he's just in better form than Scotty, and he's clicking on all cylinders. He probably has the least history at Bay Hill out of the sort of mega favorites here. But basically every course where Tiger Woods has dominated, Jon Rahm basically shows up and dominates as well. Because, you know, honestly, when you just look at like hitting your driver 320, being pure with your irons, and being a great putter, both of those guys kind of fit those categories. Down the board, I'm on Zalatoris.
Yep.
Basically the long irons, tough conditions play. Jason Day, I think is certainly worth a look as well.
What is that?
This is Tony's.
Oh, it's duh. I Tony's was hoping duck. That's what it was.
Oh, one note is as well. Jon Rahm would become the first and only player to win the Jack Nicklaus Memorial, the Arnie Palmer, and the Genesis Invitational hosted by Tiger Woods.
Fun information.
So all the invitationals.
Chat wants to know who's going to be our golf guy this year. It will be DB from Tour Junkies.
Oh, sounds like you got one already.
Fan of the pro. Well, yeah, I mean, we're all.
Tour Junkies is cool.
Good. What happened to Mitt Tennis guy?
Howie's still alive. He's still
Howie the Rat.
Howie the Rat.
Yeah, the
he's still kicking. Actually, I should text him for some tennis plays. Yeah, I just kind of fell off of that.
The Indian Wells is around the corner.
Okay, excited for that. Well, how do you feel about other stuff today, Bruce?
Did it not get cold in there?
Bruce, how do you feel about other stuff?
So I swear to God, I had a great ice pun lined up for today, but it must have just slipped my mind. Ladies and gentlemen, Nicky Skates.
So far from your best work, but thank you.
Nick.
I Googled winter puns, and that was the winner.
That's what you came up
with. Dropping the puck.
Do you get it? It's an ice pun, and then it must have slipped.
Hey, stuff's happening.
Oh, yeah, stuff is happening. Yeah,
a lot of stuff's happening.
Yeah.
Patty Kane trade is going to be official tonight. Gump's pissed. The Stars aren't doing anything. The Pens are waving guys, trying to make some room for something.
Pens are getting fucking JT Miller from the Cougars.
That's what it sounds like, and it's a long time and a lot of money on that deal, but we'll see. We'll see.
What about fucking Gibby, dude?
Well, JT Miller is, ironically enough, from East Palestine, Ohio.
Close enough.
So you know he's got the grit. He grew up
playing
junior hockey in Pittsburgh.
They're getting Miller. Trade for Demko, too. Jarry for Demko.
Yeah, the salary cap's not a thing. Don't worry about it.
We'll fucking
Jarry makes more than Demko.
Something to think about.
That's fucking brilliant. Get Hextall on the horn. Get
you Demko get more on. Of that on
That's Hockey Talk tomorrow night. We'll actually be chatting with hockey podcast legend Ryan Whitney.
Fucking Whit.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, right before the trade deadline, which is Friday.
I love Whit.
At 3 p.m.
What a fucking beauty he is.
Chirp, you pigeon.
Tonight we got a good slate.
Kind of. It's an okay slate. There's a lot.
I got one pick.
Okay.
We'll roll through as we go.
Here we go.
Last night I had the Bruins. So obviously you take the Bruins.
Yep.
You were also on the Bees, I believe.
I was on the Bees and the Lanch.
Lanch crushed. Two good teams.
Yeah. 2-1. I was just let down by Texas hockey.
In the Cougars.
Didn't know fucking Demko was in. I told you, dude.
Panthers are at the Lightning. That is not
for fucking 1-6 in their last 7, and they won't trade for a goddamn player.
Touch anything.
Fuck.
I gotta let him get it out there.
Yeah.
Florida, interesting spot. Last 8 games, they've alternated wins and losses. They've fallen out of a playoff spot. They're still hanging around, but they've tumbled down the standings a little bit. Tampa also alternating wins and losses in their last 5, but they are comfortably in a playoff spot in that division. Vasilevskiy should go tonight. And in that case, he was lit up by the Panthers last time they played. They put 7 by him, and that was right after the All-Star break. So let's look for a little bit of a revenge. Tampa at home, 60-minute money lines down to -111.
You don't see this often, do you? I'm back-to-back.
Plus, Barkov is hurt.
Okay.
And that was big for Florida.
Wings and Sens back-to-back. They just played last night.
Yeah.
6-2? Was it 6-2?
Sens? Yeah, it was 6-2. Brucey was all over the pesky Sens.
Give me the
and they paid off.
Senators.
I'm not touching it tonight.
Something the pesky
double
Senators
double down, Bruce.
Yeah, something the pesky Senators would do is win the back-to-back.
Oh, well, this will make you feel better.
Brady Kachuk has the boys rolling. He's talking
fucking
shit.
Fucking Keith Kachuk is coaching the boys?
His son Brady has tried to fight the entire Red Wings team.
Respect.
Detroit lost 2 straight after winning 7 of their previous 8, so cooling off a little bit. And then Ottawa scored 6 goals in 2 of the previous 3 meetings against Detroit, so maybe the over is in play as well.
Okay, the game that I'm on, it's the BJs versus the Sabres. I'm going to take the Sabres 60 minutes.
Also on that, they've won 3 straight. Love the Sabres right now.
Give me fucking Tiger.
They've won 3 straight.
Tony loves the Sabres as much as he loves the T-Wolves.
It's Minnesota Wild, okay? We're on NHL.
5-1 in their last 6 for Buffalo. Columbus is out of it. They really, they're playing for nothing but pride. I mean,
another team that I was once fond of.
Yeah, your favorite in the league.
That you once.
Still is, I think.
No, I lost the Tuke, so I don't.
Well.
Cracking.
They've lost their way too.
Their favorites are on the road against the Blues.
They are. Even though they've won just 3 of their last 10, the Blues have lost 5 straight. They're very poor at home, 13-17 at home. So I will take the Kraken on the road as favorites, especially if we get the goaltending matchup that we should get, hopefully, with Martin Jones. That's what we want. We want Martin Jones in net for the Kraken. He's in.
It's going against Binner.
Yeah, he's going against Binner.
Isles are in one of my favorite places in the world, Minnesota. Minnesota, favorite.
I'm on Minnesota. They just picked up Marcus Johansson from the Caps today for 3rd-round pick. Nice depth pickup counts. They've won 5 of their last 6. The Islanders, no thanks. Okay. Give me the Wild at home. Money line.
Pens are on the road as favorites or at the Preds.
Boy, I would love to take the Pens. I just don't trust them. I'm not going to do it.
Love the Pens. Money line.
Nashville, though, they did just trade Nino Niederreiter and Tanner Janot.
That's dead.
Yeah. They're bowing out, obviously.
Kings are at the Jets.
Kings have lost 3 of their last 4, all on the road. The Jets have lost 3 straight. This is a bounce back opportunity for the Jets here at home. You know how I feel about the peg at home. They got to figure it out, though. Hellebuck's in net. That's good. That's great news. Jets at home. Jets money line.
Okay. We have. Okay. So I wanted to talk to you about this one.
Yes.
Bees are playing back to back. They are short favorites again. Basically the same price as they were last night.
Last game of a Western Canada road trip.
They're 6-1. 6-1 on 0 days rest. Something tells me I don't want to take them, though.
That was a sentiment, I believe, of a lot of people. And
don't be a mark. Take the Bees, dude.
I am taking the Bees.
Allmark against Vladar. Come on. Bruins money line. Good price.
It is a revenge game for Vladar. Used to be a Bruin. But Allmark has been playing well. I like Allmark in the spot here because we got Swayman last game. Final game of West Coast trip. As you mentioned, 6-1 on no days rest. A lot of people would think that they are looking forward to going home. Their record indicates they're okay not doing that. Calgary has not
been
great.
Where were they at last night again?
Edmonton.
How far of a fucking travel is Edmonton to Calgary?
Oh, it's a little journey. Stone's throw. Mess told us.
Riverbend.
Is that near Saskatoon? Wait, was
you
there?
Show me a team that's 45-8-5 with right. a -130 money line.
I'll take them.
Mess told me back in the day on Boxing Day they would jump in the Pawn Jumper and head right over to Calgary to play the Battle of Alberta. It was a short trip.
Fucking Mark said that.
Oh yeah. And then Calgary though, back on home ice after three straight road games. So this is why everyone's thinking Calgary. They're back after road trip, Boston finishing road trip, but they're 2-5? Yeah, 2-5.
You want to hear something hilarious?
In the last seven? No, thanks.
You want to hear something?
Yeah, always.
FanDuel chose their NHL same game parlay game of the night as Chicago Blackhawks in the Mullet Arena against the Arizona Coyotes.
Yeah. Arizona now paying a piece of Patrick Kane's salary, ironically enough.
I'm okay not doing any bets for that game.
Yeah, no thanks.
And then we close out the night. The fucking Canadiens are in the Shark Tank.
Oh, what a banger.
Christ. I'm going to take the Sharks. Eric Karlsson's the best player on the ice. He's rebounded in form.
He's fucking pissed.
Yeah, he's pissed. He's a top 10 point getter this season, and he's playing like the old EK65.
I wish fucking Marlow and the fucking Bearded Boys were there to support him.
Well, they did have a nice tribute for the boys the other night. Joe Thornton did a little video. Tearing up a little bit. Yeah.
Okay. Nick, do you have anything to say to Mitt about his Costanza glasses?
I actually thought Mitt looked like a sweet mad scientist earlier this morning. Yep. I kind of love it.
I feel like they make me look a lot smarter.
Yeah, they do, actually.
He stuck his finger into the electrical socket.
Unfortunately, you can't talk through them, so...
That's a pretty good fucking point.
Gumby, don't you have the same pair?
Yes.
No, I got the Dahmer shades.
They're very.
Hell yeah. I just thought you had a clear frame.
In person, yeah, they're similar.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Miss you, lad.
Miss you, pal.
Miss you, pal.
Miss you.
Anything else? Any footy for more?
No, and no MLS nightcap either.
Get a fucking win in the Serie A.
Is Napoli still killing it?
Ah, yeah, they're buzzing. I mean, Roma, the team Roma lost to today, that was their first win of the fucking year.
Oh,
Christ.
First win, dude.
Yeah, I chased live, too.
For those of you who couldn't find the podcast yesterday, the audio got fucked up, so should be out today.
Hell yeah.
Good show.
You going to tweet out some pics tomorrow, Tony? Tomorrow. Look at that fade on that beard, Tony. You look young. You look good. Woo. Looking sharp.
Careful.
Oh, don't take it off too quick.
All right, we'll be back Thursday. We'll do a show somehow on Thursday. It might be before Pat's show, to be honest.
Maybe.
Ooh. Depending on when the cookie crumbles.
Depending on.
Hell yeah.
We'll figure out a way.
The crumbling cookie.
Where there's a will. There's a way.
Hell yeah.
Got something to say?
No.
Somebody going to give me a damn handshake?
Want to shake your hand. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Die.